Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 28th day in the month. As usual, open your hand to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. God is renewing everything about you. God said to me, I want to change all things in the life of my children. How many listeners are tired of all things? I want you to pray. All things that you don't want against in your life, I want you to pray. Old debts mounting up, embarrassing you. Old vehicle, the car, the vehicle is old, giving you problem. God said, I will change them for you. Old house, accommodation is no longer big enough, is no longer befitting. Old phones, you desire new model, modern phones, new iPhone of a good grade. You will raise the old one up as we start praying. Old wares, old clothes and shoes, old, which other old things you desire God to change for you, including home appliances, cookers, refrigerators, microwave oven, your fans, your air conditioner, your heaters, your beddings, your carpet, your furniture, old job. If you are stuck in an old job and you desire a new one, pray about it. What else can I mention? God said, I want to change their old things to new. Now, everyone do this. In case I have not mentioned the one that is yours, pray quietly where you are, but seriously, against old things. Pray to God and tell him what you desire. Yes, mention it in prayer to God Almighty. Nothing is too small or too big. If it is old and you don't want it again, tell God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, he says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Matthew chapter 7 verse 11, he says, if you being evil, know how to give good things to your children when they ask, how much more is your heavenly Father? Now, let me pray. I speak as I hear from the Spirit of God. May all things, old issues you have prayed against change. May the old things you are tired of be changed. May the new things you desire replace the old things, whether spiritual, physical, material, small or big. That which you have just mentioned now, may the new replace the old. It shall happen soon. The change starts now. God will use people to bless you with new things or provide you enough money to buy new things in Jesus' name. Everyone, believe in this prayer and act accordingly. If you have the money, go ahead, dispose of the old, buy the new ones. If you don't have the fund, believe God. There shall be divine provision. God will send somebody and change situation. All of God will have testimonies of old things giving way to new in Jesus' name. Right? May 20 celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God, you will mark these dates every year with surplus in good health, prosperity, and power. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go for our teachings. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. I'm a 23-year-old lady working to see myself through school. The consultant at my place of work picked a liking on me. Sometimes he will come near and touch my waist, and I have caught on him so many times, but he still won't stop. Daddy, I don't want to lose my job because of an irritating man. Please, what do I do, sir? Wow, that man is an agent of the enemy to disturb your peace and test your faith. He does not like or love you, but wants your body. He wants to lure you into morality. Don't allow. It must be stopped. See this as a spiritual attack. Engage the spiritual warfare prayers we have taught us here. Look for Bible verses, Psalm 105 verse 15, touch not my anointed. Pray, look for other verses. Pray and fast along with it. Put battle seat behind it. I'm sure you have listened to other people's testimony here, how God fought for them. God will fight for you. He is either displaced or replaced, or God will put your fear in him. He is the one that must be afraid of you. You express fear of losing your job. No, don't be afraid. Use the Bible verses and many Bible verses, Google, to bring it out. If in 30 days he does not desist, then report him to the management. Make sure you write a petition, but be sure you have enough evidences, including video clips, if it were possible, text messages, if he sent any to you, one or two witnesses. He will desist if you take your stand. Next, good evening, TPGF, and my daddy in the Lord. My question, if a senior pastor is giving a testimonial offering in the church, is it right for his assistant to have it? I need your counsel on this. Where must it go? My second question is that out of the 10 ministers under the same ministry, only one is paying tithe, and even paying tithe of tithe going to him. Your advice, daddy. Thank you, sir. Wow. I'm not too sure I know what exactly you mean by testimonial offering. Well, different churches have different practices, policies, and structures. And in a well-structured church organization, financial policies will have been well documented. So, find out what the church policy is as regard the offering you spoke about. And even the tithe, the 10 ministers under the same ministry, only one is paying tithe and even paying the tithe of tithe to him. Tithe of tithe is supposed to be the tithe of the income from the branch churches to the headquarters and not to a particular person, except if a minister or his ministry decide to have a father of faith, an overseer over their ministry. This your church is either still small or not yet well structured. And this is a lesson for all founding and lead pastors. Let your church be well structured financially and in all other areas, so that there will be no room for ambiguity or misunderstanding in your operation. If I didn't answer your question to your satisfaction, then make your questions more clearer and detailed so that I can give you comprehensive answer. Get back to me again. Well, next, Calvary greetings, daddy. You preach reconciliation to us. I'm a widow with in-laws, joining hand in the battle with my husband's concubine and accused me of killing my husband. They tarnished my image and spread rumors all over the town, and some people believed them. They treated me and my children as outcasts. So I decided to go to God in prayer and also stay on my own and focus on raising my children instead of forcing myself on people who do not want me. So now, daddy, how can I go to them for reconciliation when I know I didn't kill my husband? More grace and anointing, sir. Wow. First of all, be comforted over the passing of your husband. My counsel for you is this. Continue in your decision to see your children through and stay close to your God. God will vindicate the innocent. I believe that at a point in time, the scale over their eyes will drop and they will know where the arrow came that took your husband away, and all the diabolical forces on them will come down. I see them come to you very soon, begging for forgiveness and asking for reconciliation. Our time is gone. We shall continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Telephone numbers for more inquiry, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo and Pentecost and Port Harcourt Centers. Two services as usual on Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer focus on our Prayer Mountain this week is Divine Settlement. Where do you want God to settle you? Take it to Prayer Mountain. Please join our Telegram channel, and as I've been announcing, and then TPGF WhatsApp channel is now established. Yes, many of us are still not connected to our Telegram channel and our TPGF WhatsApp channel. Please do so. In case you have issues, please contact our media director on +234-803-232-2276. Since obligation we owe God as long as we live, as I always say, giving praise and thanksgiving to God, praying to God, tithing for the growth of the kingdom of God on earth, sacrificial seed, soul winning, and living a clean, pure, and holy life before God. Please pray for God's grace to do the six. Do it passionately and devotedly. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will see good, you will hear good. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.